Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Praise the Lord. Spiritual authority is your inheritance. Spiritual authority is our inheritance. When you receive Jesus, the virtue or the composition of the Spirit of Jesus also spiritual authority. It's not different. It's innate. But you can be in church for 20 years and not exercise what you have, spiritual authority. We open scripture and we see all these things. Spiritual authority, I want that to sink, is your inheritance. Hallelujah. Authority did not start from the New Testament. I gave you power. No. It started from the beginning. Okay, should we go to the beginning to check? Genesis chapter 1. Yes. Verse 26. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. So this is after God has made all that he need to make. Then God said to them, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. What is dominion? So, spiritual authority did not start from the New Testament. It was the first thing God instituted after the creation. Let them have control. Let them be in charge over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the health, over all the... So, our authority has jurisdiction. It's important we must establish that. Okay, let's go to... Okay, 27. So, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female. He created him. Male and female, he created them. 28. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth. Subdue. Those are military commands. Subdue it. Have dominion. Are we on the same page? Over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living things that moves on the earth. Sometimes I have this question. Sometimes ago I say, man have started to move beyond this earth. They want to go and do something. I say, is it part of it too? This is our direction. But I saw in the New Testament that we have power over heavens. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, that is not our direction this morning. Okay, so authority enables you to experience dominion. We are talking about the why is authority important as a believer? Why must you exercise authority as a believer? You are called to establish authority because of certain reason. And we saw it in the book of Genesis that we just read. Hallelujah. Pastor has been on this for quite a number of weeks now. And there is a reason. Because if a believer did not operate in spiritual authority, it would be like that woman that was bent over, even though she's a daughter of Abraham. You can be a believer and not exercise spiritual authority. It's a force, is a knowing that will enable you to exert that force. It's not the knowing of the head, it's the knowing of the heart. It's the knowing of the spirit. It's a spiritual understanding. That's why the church in Ephesus pray that our eyes of understanding be enlightened to know you, who you are in Christ. It's a big deal. It enables you to exercise authority because it's part of the package given to us as believers. It's our right. It's our inheritance. So, if you have not been exercising authority, spiritual authority, then you have a job to do. And every believer should exercise authority over certain things. So we are looking at why is spiritual authority important? So spiritual authority, like I said, it enables you to experience dominion or to have dominion. Number two, Pastor has talked about the Greek meaning, you know, we can recall it. Power, dynamics, exousia, right? So I want to begin to check yourself. Where the devil is taking space. Like I said, there is no authority without jurisdiction. There is no authority without a written law. If you want to exercise authority, you must know what law back what I'm doing. What law backs what I'm doing? Pastor said, "Well, mention Lasma. Lasma is our friend. Hallelujah. Lasma does not have jurisdiction in Ogun State." They don't have. Where do they have it? So if one last man went to Ogun State, because there is no law, even though you wear the uniform, even though you have machineries, you can't beat them. Because there is no law. It doesn't exist. And I think they are more even respected than police. I'm sorry. I like police. Hallelujah. So without jurisdiction, what areas have you been given to exert authority? And number one is your family. Your family. That's where to start. When the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, shall be witness in Jerusalem. You start from your home. You start with yourself. You cannot go to Samaria if you don't have a pass mark in the house. So, written law, there's a law that backs what you are doing. So you must see it. Do you know we commit certain offenses in Lagos State, especially for people that drive, because they don't know. Sometimes you don't know that this way is one way. Sometimes you don't know. But you will not be forgiven. Because there is a law. So as believer, begin to check which law am I violating? Or which law I'm not exacting? Wow, everybody's quiet. I'm even afraid now. Jurisdiction. God has given you your family to protect. Without authority, it is impossible to establish the will of God on the earth. Without authority, it is difficult. It is impossible to establish the will of God. The will of God is the big D. The mind of God. How God thinks. How God sees things on the earth. Are you aware that before Adam and Eve, they were made, they were created? Hope you know they are made and created. It's not just one. They are created and they are also made. Before they came into the earth, there is a spirit that was casted from heaven to the earth. Let's go to the Bible. I'm not speaking Hebrew. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. Are we there? Okay. How are you falling? How you are falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How you are cut down to the earth, you who weaken the nations. Lucifer, weaken the nations. This is before Genesis. Okay, I think we are confused because it's, you know, Genesis. No, it's not like that. This is before Genesis. There is trouble on the head. But God is not concerned. He was doing everything. You know, everything was in chaos. But God was speaking forth and everything were coming to pass. God is not bothered. Because it's by the power of his words. Hallelujah. So, if you think you don't have enemy, there is enemy already. There is enemy to fight. And there is battle to be won. There is enemy to fight. And there is battle to be won. So, on this earth, there is enemy. Enough enemy. If you don't know of one, there is in this world. Because Lucifer weakens the nation. John 10:10. It's a popular scripture. Please let's be fast. John 10:10. Okay. If I'm not there, I'm there. The thief comments, not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they may have life. So there is enemy. There is enemy. If you don't know, I'm telling you there's enemy to fight. And there is battle to be won. So, you must know areas you have to exert authority. Hallelujah. The next point. Okay, before we go to the next point, let's see another scripture that establish even authority on the earth. I'm talking about governmental authority. I'm talking about government. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Romans chapter 13, okay? Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Next one. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Go on. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. Next chapter. Next verse, please. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on those who practice evil. So God also institute governments. Just imagine, there is no anything called government. There will be chaos. So you know that status that blind eyes and she bear a sword. And what other thing? Skill. Wow. You get why? It will not look at you. Because you are crying does not mean they will temper justice. They look at what you've done and you'll be rated. Hallelujah. So God also institute governmental authority. Hallelujah. That's why some people, after their talk, you won't see them again. Yes, that authority. Go and take him. Go and take him. Are we good? Another point that I want us to look at. Without authority, there will be chaos on the earth. Without authority, there will be chaos in the life of a believer. Without authority. Okay? Do we have any scripture? Okay, I put down here. Sanwo-Olu. Okay, let me maybe you don't know his full name. Governor Sanwo-Olu Babajide Olushola cannot be everywhere. It can't be everywhere. Sometimes I will see him, he say, I catch you. What about the one happening in Oshodi? What about the one happening in Badagry? So, authority is a delegated power. I give unto you. Hallelujah. It cannot be everywhere. So he instituted governmental authority to watch his territories, enforce law, and ensure the smooth running of the state. Because that is his jurisdiction. He had to enforce the last man. Anybody you see that park here, arrest him. Even though sometimes they overdo. Why? There is a written code that they were enforcing. They know it. Even you, corporate, you know it. So you can't do much. So for you to exercise authority, you must have the word. You remember the son of Sceva? Eh? That they were trying to cast out demons. Even look at their address, the way even they address the demon. Sometimes they even show some boldness. We cast you demons in the name of Jesus that Paul preached. Abba. Why can't you just put your name out? Let's say, even the statement lack confidence. They don't know. So it's not, that's how we call it, a spiritual knowledge. It's a revelation. You will know it. It will change your perspective that this is who I am. Certain things I can do because where I work, all right? Somebody called sometimes ago that they were caught. This Kai, is it Kai? When you cross, where shouldn't we cross? Kai. So they were arrested, so to say. So they rushed us to us to come and help them. And I have confidence. Do you know why? Authority. If they want to do gra-gra, I will show them my ID card. But ordinary person cannot do like that. So I know what I'm doing. Authority. Hallelujah. And we're able to rescue them. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Another point I want us to see. Authority is a gift to the local church to bless the saints through impartation into maturity. The gift to the local church, I'm talking about authority, is a gift to the local church to bless the saint through impartation unto maturity. Many times, pastor will come here and we declare and begin to say certain things, and I say, wow, yes, it's authority. So the gift to the church, what are the gifts to the church? We have apostles, we have pastors, we have prophets, we have evangelists, we have teachers. So they are authorities in the local church to bless, to remove curse. That's why you must give honor to the authority that you are under. Hallelujah. I know pastor has done so much on it, but I'm just picking from what he has taught us over time. The how will I put it now? I will call it a crash course. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. There are so many dimensions to spiritual authority. It's big. It's so big that every believer should be able to exercise spiritual authority. It's for every believer. It's not for only pastor. We see in the scripture. It is not every time you call pastor. So you too should learn how pastor used to do it. I'm telling you. Sometimes one can be offended. Okay, let's read. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Go on. For the equipping of the saints. Yeah. For the work of. So who is to do ministry? The saint. Sometimes some of us don't sit like this. Please, the scripture. For the edifying of the body of Christ. So spiritual authority has the capacity to impart unto you spiritual knowledge, to exercise authority. Hallelujah. That's why it's good to be in the right place, right atmosphere, Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Okay, let's go on, please. 13. See, we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So the word perfect here, back to 13, the word perfect here, it doesn't mean like perfect. It means mature. Mature. When you are strong. Of course, we all started to taking milk, right? Yes. But to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. A baby cannot exercise authority, but a man can exercise authority physically. So also, in the spirit, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So we cannot remain to be called babe. You can start from being a babe, but you must journey to that perfect man, to that mature man. That's the goal. I strongly believe that the church is not ready. The church is not ready. That's why the groom will not come. So if, this is a good example. When your wife is not ready dressing, will not start. I think it happened sometimes ago. If the wife is not ready, there is no husband. Who do you want to marry? Who do you want to marry? You marry the, I don't know. No, help me now. So the bride must be ready. Hallelujah. And we are the bride of Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, let's finish that chapter. Let's finish to 14. Okay. That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with different winds of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Hallelujah. We know what we see on the social media. So many, in the name of Jesus, you are conducting anointing, you'll be doing like this. I see you are playing ball and they are falling. I don't understand. God is gentle. I don't know. Hallelujah. Are we following? Spiritual authority is our inheritance. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Colossians 1, verse 12. And this authority has been given by God. Thanks be giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. So when you look at this scripture very well, this event is in the past tense. It's not in the future tense, right? It's in the past tense. Giving thanks. So when you want to give thanks, or you want to thank somebody, it means you've received, right? So giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us. Hallelujah. So it's your inheritance. And God desired that you walk in it. So spiritual authority enables you to protect and deflate evil. Because there is something you have that the devil wants to steal. There's something you have that the devil wants to destroy. So, the authority you have is to protect. We are past here. If you will not die, the spirit will say, because the spirit will also check you. Do you really mean what you are saying? It's spiritual. It's not both face. The spirit will scan you. Do you really mean it? So you can't fake it. You know it or you don't know it. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample. This is a popular scripture here. Behold, I give you the authority. I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. This is what we have. But few are walking in this reality. My prayer and my desire that as believers we can all walk in this reality, because that is the goal. Jesus said, occupy till I come. How do you occupy? No, I want a cross answer. How do you occupy? So there is battle. For a believer, there is a battle to fight. Hallelujah. Why authority is important is that it is the basis where kingdom can be advanced. Why is it important? So that the assignment given to you will not be small. Authority is given because your work, the assignment given to you will not be trapped. For a long time, Israel was trapped. They couldn't advance. And the angel of God appeared to Gideon. Mighty man, you are strong. So it enables you to expand what God has committed into you. Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the earth. So authority enables you to advance your assignment, your calling, your work. You remember, after Jesus was with them, they were doing great things. They came reporting that even the enemy was subject to us and all of that. But immediately when Jesus left them, he told them, don't preach again, no. Don't try it. I'm not here. Wait until you are in deal with power. Until you have my backing. Don't try to go out because there is enemy outside. So wait for me, not many days, until you are in deal with power. And when the power came, we saw result. What was the result? 3,000. Then 5,000. Because authority came. When Peter spoke to the people, they were gripped. Peter, same Peter, we know Peter now, Piro. That used to jam talk. This one, his talk was now guided. Was not aided. It's not the same Peter. So, was his tongue now is now taking over. It's now in power. Was able to convince 3,000. If you have a product, I'm able to convince 3,000. If you know it, you know it. I want to believe if Sister Fatima had
fowl, 3,000. Havana Kashalia Daka.
She will not walk again. You will not walk again. With your hallelujah. Hallelujah. So authority, spiritual authority, enables us to advance our assignment. Your assignment should not be limited. Your assignment should not be limited. Your assignment should not be small. When you receive power, you shall preach in Jerusalem, in Judea. So there is advancement. But what enables you to do that? Authority. Do you know we all need authority? We all need to walk in authority. That's our weapon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. So the enemy is to prevail. The enemy is to limit. The enemy is to discourage, is to stop, is to give, to spread the spirit of depression. Because when you are depressed, which assignment? No assignment again now. When you are discouraged, there's no assignment again, man. Let alone advancing. There's no assignment again. If the enemy can get a man to be depressed, there's no work again. Let alone moving forward. Hallelujah. So on this confession, I will build my church. I will build my church and the gate of hell. Even Jesus, you know, the enemy will not respect you because he sees ororo. Sorry, what is ororo? Oil, anointing on your head. Why? He questions the deity of Jesus. He said, "You are hungry, I know. But turn the stone." Jesus was tempted. So you too, you will receive much more. Our master, our Lord. I want to believe the devil should know that this person made me now. But he was not discouraged. Let me take it a little bit further. Lucifer, the devil, wanted to overthrow God. Sorry, somebody that made you, you should just agree that, okay, it's my boss. I'm a subject. So devil will not respect your anointing. Will not respect your spiritual rank. He will come. So what will enable you to defeat enemy is your authority. I know this is not a very interesting topic. So we can determine our progress according to our authority. Because when you see a soldier or a general, you will see different marks. You will see wounds. Yes, that's authority. That's the general itself. It's not the name. The general is experience. The general is not the name. But this one has gone to battle as one. Has gone to battle. Sometimes we lose, they will stitch it. We will continue. He has advanced. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Spiritual authority is your inheritance. Authority brings legitimacy to you as a child of God. Authority brings legitimacy to you as a child of God. So, I want to give a little bit different definition of authority. So it means spiritual authorities confirm and validate your identity and position in God's kingdom. Without authority, even though you have been a child of God for a lot of time, your power, your influence, and recognition in the spirit may not be effective. So how much more commitment can you give to a small child in the house? None or little. So authority is given to sons. Authority what? Is given to what? Sons. So you must grow up in the spirit. Authority is given to sons. So authority is what gives you weight in the spirit. Your words will not be ordinary in the ears of the enemy. Your word will be a punch to them. Jesus replied, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out from the mouth of God." That's a punch. He left and he came again. He left and he came again. And I would say he left for a while. So we're in a battle. If you want to advance in authority, then you must engage in spiritual battle. And thanks be to God that we're always a winner. Because the fight that we are fighting, the Bible calls it a good fight of faith. 1 Timothy. Can you check that for me? So the battle that we are in is a fight of what? Faith. A good fight. I don't even quote very. A good fight of faith. A good fight of faith. So as a child of God. Okay, let me say this. So authority is a delegated power. Authority means having the right to act on behalf of another. Pastor has actually dealt much on, you know, different kind of authority and all of that power. But authority, as I am here, I'm under authority. Hallelujah. Under the leadership of Pastor Gwenga. That's why I'm empowered to do what I'm doing. It's a good example of authority. Hallelujah. So, I am given, I am delegated that power to act on his behalf. And authority is not just given. It's given to what? To act. I don't watch ball like that. But once a coach is not working well, then we're not seeing results. It's only 0-0 we are seeing. What would they do? They will start. We don't see. We have given you authority, but we cannot see result. We have given you money. We have given you all that we need to give you, but we are not seeing money. We are losing money. Man, you have to make money. Who is winning now? Don't worry. Hallelujah. So we've given you all that you need, but we can't see results. So you have guys, come out. Let's check for another guy. Murillo. I know that one because he's performing. According to me. Hallelujah. So, authority is given to carry out something. It's not just given to. It's given to carry out something on the behalf of another. As a child of God, your authority comes from Jesus Christ. He gives you the right to act in his name. In my name, you shall cast out. In my name. But you must understand the name. It's not Jesus. You know, sometimes we have. It's not a small thing. Jesus. Honestly, I'm a victim. And I'm repenting. I don't know. I think I'm so in love with the name that I just. But I don't call it anyhow, but What should I call? Okay, my name can do that one.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So our authority as a child of God comes from Jesus. Hallelujah. He gave us the right to act on his behalf. But you must know the name. Some will call it 10 times. No result. Some will call it once. What is the difference? You know the name. Jesus spoke of a man that I know you not, you workers. So you must know your weapon. You must know who you are. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So like I said, it gives you the right to act in his name. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Authority validates your identity. Authority, spiritual authority, validates your identity. When you operate in divine authority, it shows that you are not just a believer in name, but one who truly carries heavenly backing. Jesus replied a king that my government is not of this world. Alright? So if you know who you are and who is backing you, you will have authority. You have confidence to declare his mind. Most of the time, Paul will speak a certain word. He said, sometimes we speak a very, very hard word to Pharisee. He knows what he's talking about. It's authority. The response of John the Baptist to the soldiers that came to the vampires. You remember the response? Remind me. You brood of serpents. Vipers. A viper is also serpent now. Ah, that's hard. On soldiers, they were harmed though. You just have, what do you have? You have camels or clothes of camels. What do you have? You eat only. You are not even eating right. Soldier that you are talking to, they have their kit. But you're able to do that because you know with the sink or not, they didn't do anything. You must know what you are saying though, before you do that. For you to talk to soldier anyhow, you must be talking from here, not from here. Those who is above all. Those who comes from above is above all. So when you are talking from above. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let me try and round up now. So, like I said, authority validates your identity. It shows that you are not just a believer in name, but one who truly carries heaven's backing. Just like a police uniform. So, the spiritual authority validates his person. It's not just the uniform. The authority from the government validates him that this one. No. Even you can't just touch the uniform. Do you know you can't rough handle a policeman? Even though sometimes they don't respect themselves. No, that's the truth. Sometimes they don't respect their honestly. Because that uniform represents our nation. It represents our nation. So you can't touch it anyhow. I just think they know. So why are we? Hallelujah. We're not for them today. So the authority backs them up. So when they act, you respect. It's authority. They are acting under authority. Under the authority of federal government of Nigeria. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. For the kingdom of God is not in walls, but in power. The kingdom of God is not in war, but it's in power. Lastly, authority, spiritual authority, is a proof of alignment. Spiritual authority is an evidence of alignment. You are aligned with heaven's backing. That's why no matter how bold you are, you can't slap a soldier. Ah, you must be super bold. Though some people used to do it, I don't know. Maybe it's a skit or something. Okay, you can do to that some people. But soldier, even though if you are drunk, in the influence of alcohol, you will still know that it's a soldier. He's not carrying gun, no. But you will just know anyhow. I know these even mad people, when they want to cross, they cross red. Everything is okay now. You can cross where? There's no problem. There's no problem. It's curable. If you can cross where? Oh, no. So, spiritual authority is a proof of alignment. You receive divine authority when you submit to God's authority. Job says, now acquaint yourself with the law and be at peace with him. When you are talking, when you are in your domain, you must know that somebody is backing you. So you talk from your heart, not from your head. You talk from your spirit, not from your head. Hallelujah. I will bless this morning. It's our inheritance, and we must walk in it. If you don't walk in it, you will suffer. Because there is enemy on the earth. There is enemy on the earth. Shall we rise up? Ephesians chapter 1, let's start from verse 15. The book of Ephesians chapter 1, 15. Okay, therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord and your love for all the saints, go on. Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That is the prayer of Paul to a church, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Go on. That your eyes of understanding be enlightened. So as believers, this is a prayer we must be praying every day. When you receive Jesus into your heart, you did not receive this one, no. Paul was praying to a church. When you receive this one, you grow in it. This one, you grow in it. The height of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Pastor said, quoted one place, 1 Kings, Pastor, that Elijah prayed that the Lord should open the servant. I want to believe if you are following somebody, you should be spiritual. If your master should see it, you should see something too. Yeah. He couldn't see. So what has he been learning? What have he been learning at the church? That we are not fully operating in powers, in spiritual authority. What have you been learning? We've been believer for 20 years. We've been believer for 10 years. Is it just to come to church? It's more than that. God is building church without walls. Church is raising men within the four walls in marketplace. Are you aware that some people you don't expect to become a Christian, they're not a Christian. In America, in Australia, it's happening already. So we are useful outside these walls. That's the goal. That's where you exercise authority. You don't exercise it. It will be coerced. It will be it will be a problem when we are exercising authority on one another. Because you are light, I'm light. You exercise authority in the world, in the darkness. Light, there's light here. There is light, this light. You go into the darkness, exercise authority. A Christian or Christians should be part of the policy maker in this land. Yes. So that we may live peaceably. That will be our prayer point. Lord, let my eyes of understanding be enlightened. Let me know what you have given to me. Let me know my inheritance. Did you get it? There are things that are yours, but if you don't see it, do not take it. There are things that they are your own. Your name is there on them. But if you don't see it, you will not exercise them. Many of you, the Lord has baptized you long time ago with a particular idea, but you didn't see anything good out of that idea. It won't be useful. Father, according to your word, cause my eyes of understanding to be enlightened. Let me know who I am in you. Are you praying? Lord, as a church, let our eyes of understanding be enlightened. That we may know, that we may know, that we may know, that we may know the hope of our calling. Why you have called us to be your children. Why you have called me from the world.